Head over to the livestock side. Obviously, they're closely watching what's happening on these grain prices. Many hoping to maybe rebuild some herds and rebuild their hog operations as well. Does this bode, in your thoughts, well for the livestock industry?
It does. Cheap feed certainly is a breath of fresh air for the livestock industry, and we're particularly seeing that where those cheap prices are we're talking about in the northern plains. We're seeing the feedlot industry grow to the north, so to speak, and a significant increase of feeder cattle moving into that area at record high prices to try to use up some of this $2 corn that's in that area. So the market does work from that standpoint. Overall, it's going to take a while to rebuild the beef supplies. The cow herd, the tightest it's been in over six decades, that's going to take time. And in holding back heifers, we tighten it up even more. So that's giving us good underlying support in the cattle industry and the cattle prices. We had our correction in the month of September. Now we're moving to new highs. We pulled back sharply in profit-taking to end the month of September. But now, to start the month of October, we're moving to new highs once again. When we go over to the pork side of things, we're seeing some underlying strength there because it is October now is National Pork Month. Retailers will be featuring pork. But we've also been getting some very strong demand for pork on the export market, which is really surprising considering the strength of the U.S. dollar at four-year highs. And so that demand has helped us keep from becoming too burdened down by supply. And you say, how can we be burdened down by supply when we have the PED virus? But the industry's being able to manage the PED virus more, and the higher carcass weights are offsetting the reduced numbers. And so we have to have that demand, but fortunately we do have it now, and that's been helping the industry hold up these prices at these levels, surprisingly so after a bearish quarterly hogs and pigs report on Friday.
Well, it has been a cooler summer into fall. We still have some big concerns with weights coming in?
Oh, we do, and both for the beef and the pork. Now, for the pork, this is seasonally a time when we see those weights go higher, as you mentioned. As the temperatures go down, the new crop corn becomes available, and their efficiency level goes up. But those weights aren't going up like they did, like they normally do. They're more flat this year, and that's kind of helping close the gap in weights over the previous year's level. We were running 5 to 6%. Now we're running 3.5 to 4.5% above the previous level. On the cattle side, we continue to set new record carcass weights. The beef industry trying to take a page from the pork handbook and what they did to get through their shortfall. It is helping put more beef onto the market, but it's not correcting. We're still seeing beef in the freezer down 20% from year-ago levels. So the beef industry a little slow getting started, and the levels were already very tight, and demand is holding up very strong. So the extra carcass weight is helping, but it's not filling the gap.